This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In Denver, 10 people affiliated with the same gang have been charged with more than 100 felonies. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the charges are tied to a string of crimes that started in 2020.
Prosecutors say there were 47 victims in 14 separate incidents over 2 years, and that the crimes were mostly drive-by shootings. Police point out that even though no one died in these incidents, they endangered many people who were near the places where they happened. According to the indictment, the 10 people who faced charges in Denver District Court were all affiliated with the so-called Few But Plenty gang. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A federal jury has found Denver-based healthcare company DaVita and its former CEO Kent Theory not guilty of violating antitrust laws. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
The verdict followed roughly 2 weeks of testimony. The dialysis provider and Theory were indicted last year on charges of conspiring with competitors to suppress competition by agreeing not to recruit each other's executives. The case was considered a test of how and if the government can prosecute companies for entering into such agreements. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Before the U.S. Senate starts work on next year's farm bill, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett wants to hear from the state's producers. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Bennett sits on the Senate Agriculture Committee, and he met with ag and cattle producers in Pueblo on Monday. The goal? To hear from them about any issues the farm bill needs to address. Bennett says the differences in priorities tend to be regional, not partisan.
I want to make sure that we have a farm bill that, you know, Colorado can be proud of when we're at the end of this process.
Local ag producers brought up a number of issues, from drought and farm worker labor shortages to the specialty crop program and infrastructure needs. In Pueblo, I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.